You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Let's talk about these overachieving Anaheim Angels, or Los Angeles Anaheim Angels, or I don't even know what their name is. Hi, I'm Alex Ritter. And I'm here with Alden Gonzalez. We're going to talk a little Angels baseball. Alden, my favorite topic, Hector Santiago, who you know I adore.
Yes.
Oh my God, what a great start he just had. And his velocity is rising, and you had this great story about him, so I want to talk about that. Are things starting to come together? I know that they've been high on him the whole time he's been with the Angels, but we're still kind of waiting for him to just be that dominant guy, and are things coming together in that way?
Well, it seems like it, Allison, and, you know, he did have a great first half last year. He rode that first half into getting invited to the All-Star game, and then the second half kind of, you know, that strand rate kind of caught up to him, and he gave up a little bit more runs, and he kind of, at the end of the day, ended up with a bad second half that kind of made his year, although solid, it wasn't as extraordinary as it was looking for those first 3 months of the season. You know, we'll see. You know, you got to let these things play out a little bit, but, you know, one element about the way that Hector's starting off now compared to last year is what you mentioned earlier, is his velocity is up, and it is consistently up. This is a guy who was throwing 92, 91, average just slightly below 91 miles an hour on his four-seam fastball last year. Yesterday, against the White Sox, while throwing seven scoreless innings, he struck out a career-high tying 10 batters, and he just had such easy velocity. He hit 95 miles per hour and above 10 times, and he was just basically sitting 93, 94, 95 miles an hour the entire night. He hasn't been able to do that, Allison, since he was a reliever. And as you know, when you're a reliever, you come in, you pitch an inning, you pitch maybe two innings tops, and you could go max effort. When you're a starting pitcher, you got to worry about turning a lineup over, facing guys two, three separate times. You can't really throw that hard. Hector's throwing as hard now as a starter as he did when he was a reliever. And, you know, his fastball looks so good that, I mean, yesterday I think he threw 106 pitches. 81 of those pitches were fastballs. The White Sox could not catch up to it. They were swinging below it, and they couldn't figure it out. So he just kept attacking guys with his fastball. It was responsible for 9 out of his 10 strikeouts. And, I mean, if he can maintain that velocity, this could be a completely different Hector. It could be a completely different year. I know it's still very early, and it's hard to say things so definitively at this point in the year, but that velocity, that's going to play. That could make him a different guy.
Yeah, and that has to be, I mean, of course, like we said, it's very early. But given the challenges that this rotation may face this season, this is huge for him to be able to contribute way more than he has in the past. I mean, he's a guy that they have marked in pen to be in the rotation, so there weren't any issues there. But to be able to be an anchor like that, I mean, that could really change the look of what goes on with the team this year.
Yeah, and they need it, Allison. They need it really badly. And this is a guy who came into spring training not even knowing if he was going to have a spot in the rotation. They thought maybe that he was going to be in the bullpen because they had 8 guys. And, you know, as we talked about before, that depth is quickly eroded. You know, Jared Weaver, they're not really sure what they can get out of him from start to start. Garrett Richards is their anchor. But outside of him, you know, you got Andrew Heaney dealing with a forearm injury. Tanner Skaggs is still, you know, easing his way back from Tommy John surgery. C.J. Wilson isn't playing catch beyond 60 feet right now. They need somebody else to step up, and, you know, Hector's been doing it for them. And you know what? They really needed it yesterday, not just because they needed a win on Monday, but because their bullpen had been gassed. Their bullpen was responsible for 6 innings on Sunday, threw 11 and two-thirds innings while getting swept in Minneapolis, and didn't really bring any relievers up. They needed him to save the bullpen, and he did. That's what kind of top-of-the-rotation guys do, and that's what Hector did.
Yeah, that's a good segue into our next topic, which is the seventh inning seems to be, the relief role seems to be undefined, which I find strange. So maybe you can explain to us, there seems to be like 4 guys that can move in and out of that role. Why is it undefined, and do you expect that to be more solidified as time goes on?
Well, it's not defined because nobody's really stepped up. And, you know, you're not going to really force somebody to be your sole seventh inning reliever if they're not really having success yet. So what Mike Socha is doing is kind of just matching up. He's got 2 lefties and Jose Alvarez and Greg Molly, and he's got 2 righties and Fernando Salas and Mike Morin. And, you know, he's just kind of trying to piecemeal it together to kind of get the ball to Joe Smith and Houston Street. And Allison, I think, you know, it doesn't get talked about too much, you know, the seventh inning rule. But I feel like what separates the good bullpens from the great bullpens are the ones that have three go-to relievers. They have their closer, they have their setup guy, and they have their seventh inning guy who kind of gets the ball to them. And the Angels have Joe Smith and Houston Street, and, you know, recent struggles aside, you could count on them. And they've been searching for that third reliever ever since the start of last season. When they got Houston Street in July of 2014, they already had Joe Smith. And bringing in Houston Street kind of forced Kevin Jepsen into that seventh inning role. And that's when the Angels bullpen became a shutdown bullpen for the last 2 months of 2014. They rode it to a major league leading 98 wins that year. And ever since then, they've been looking for that third best reliever. You know, coming out of camp, it looked like Mike Morin would be that guy. He could still be that guy, but he's gotten hit around a little bit early. So for the meantime, Socia has to match up.
And the last thing I want to ask you about is Albert Pujols. So he made a third start at first base. Of course, that could have increased since we've chatted. But so what is going on with that? Like, there's certain times that he may play first base, and there's certain times that he may DH, and there's some contingencies with that. How are those decisions made?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. It obviously does have to do with the way he's feeling. And just, if his legs are feeling good, he could play first base. And if they're not, he's going to take a DH day. But, you know, it's pretty interesting. His first base / DH days are kind of dictated by the proximity of the indoor batting cage. And you wouldn't think that would be the case. But when you think about it, it makes sense. When you're a DH, especially if you've been a position player your entire career, you know, you have to find ways to stay loose, to be ready between plate appearances. And when you're not playing the field, it's difficult. Albert relies on the batting cage to do that. And if the batting cage is far away, like it is in Oakland, it is beyond the center field fence, or like it apparently is in U.S. Cellular Field. I'm not really sure where it is, but in ballparks where the batting cages are a little far away, he's going to play first base. He's going to be more apt to playing first base because it keeps him kind of loose. So I guess if the Angels are playing in a new ballpark, Albert will DH. If they're playing in an old ballpark, he's playing first base. I think that's a pretty good way to guess. It's kind of strange, but it does make a little bit of sense.
Yeah, it does. It makes sense. I get it. It's Albert Pujols. I still just can't get used to this version of Albert Pujols after watching him so much when he played in St. Louis. But okay, I guess I'll accept it. If he's accepting it, then I'll accept it too. So, Alden, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your week, and we will catch up with you next week. Thank you.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.